was any the society. So these are the perspectives that we should remember. Now, our scholars also say that it teaches tawakkul and i'timad, reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salat is a practical example of relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and i'timad. It is also taking care of the rights and hukuk of others, because we just learned in the shara'itul qabool, the conditions of acceptability, that if you have hukukun nas on your neck, your prayers will not be accepted by Allah. So if you want your salat to be called salat, you have to take care of the rights of the people. So salat is the one which allows us to take care of the rights of the people. And fifth of all, it teaches the etiquette, how to behave with the imam, how to stay quiet under the imamah and leadership of a leader. This prayers is just a very, very small unit, and then you form the state, and then you have the country, and then you have the continent, and then all the continents. We don't recognize the political borders in Islam. Prophet gave the concept of one ummah, and all the entire planet falls under one ummah, and there's one leader, you know, in Islam. So the leader is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and his absence is Samahatul Waliyul Faqih, his life, in all the political matters. We have the concept of Islamic leadership. And those of the people who are not ready, who are not eligible to learn how to behave with the local Imam of Jama'at, this is Salat is teaching us how to behave. You cannot do the Takbir of al-Ihram. Right? Let's start from the beginning. Even saying the first step of the prayer is Takbir of al-Ihram. Can you say it before the Imam? If you say it, your Jama'at is batil. Then, right? Your prayers is not batil, then you will be praying Furada, then you have to pray your whole prayers alone. You miss the whole salah. You know? Once the Holy Prophet, once Jibreel said to the Holy Prophet that, you know, I wish I was, Prophet said that Jibreel says that I wish I was a human being, so that I can perform certain things. Jibreel, who is the head of all the angels, wishes that maybe I wish I was a human instead of an angel, so that I can perform certain things. And in those certain things, he mentions that Salatul Jama'ah, so that I can participate in the Namaz al-Jama'at, in the congregation prayer. So Jibreel is wishing that maybe Allah created me a human so that I can get the benefit of Salatul Jama'at. And now we are in the Jama'at, we drove all the way from our house on the long drive, and we reached in the masjid or center, wherever, and we start praying behind the Imam, but I sent my Takbir ahead of the Imam. What do you call this? Is this called a mature person, a mature behavior? Maturity doesn't come with the anatomical and physical growth of a person. Maturity comes, some people are 100 years of age, but they're immature spiritually. Maturity comes with your soul and its perfection, or it's at least treading towards the perfection. So it teaches us right from the beginning, you cannot do the ruku before the Imam. You cannot even speak loud in front of the Imam. Stay your voice low. You know, when we are done with the Surah Al-Fatiha, some of the people say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, loud. This is what Islam doesn't ask you to do. It is makruh. Don't let your voice be heard by the Imam. Let the voice of the Imam be heard by you. Isma'u al-Imam, in the Sharia, it says, Isma'u al-Imam is makruh. Isma', making the Imam hear your voice. Isma'u al-Imam. This is makruh in the fiqh. You cannot make your voice heard to the Imam. Keep it low. Some people are reading qunut so loud that everybody can hear the whole Jama'at, including the Imam. This is not part of the etiquettes of Islamic Jama'at. Islam, right from one small unit of the Ummah, is teaching us how to behave with the Imam. If I cannot learn how to behave with the Imam of Jama'at, then how can I claim that I can behave with the Imam of the whole country, Imam of the whole continent, Imam of the whole Ummah? It won't add up. Even if I claim, it's not going to be accepted by any aqil person. So Jama'at and Salat is the one that actually teaches us the etiquette and adab and behavior, how to learn the proper behavior towards the Imam, how to stay quiet under the Imamah and leadership of the leader. And so we are being trained 5 times a day how to behave towards the Imam. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Salat teaches us the consumption of proper food, because if we eat a haram, even if one luqma, one loaf of bread is there in our stomach, the prayers is not accepted, the dua is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No question about it. That's confirmed. So Salat teaches us that we should focus on consuming the proper food, the halal food. Not necessarily halal, it's not just like, you know, pork and all that, which is haram. Not just pork, pork is not only haram, like any kind of haram. Even if I'm buying halal meat, but my job itself is haram. This is also eating haram food. I'm working for a company which is engaged in haram, which is engaged in killing innocent people. I'm working for a company that is engaged in killing innocent civilians. Even if I buy a halal meat animal with the money, my job is haram. It's not just pork that you can deliver. I don't eat pork, so I don't have any haram. But this is not the only list of haram available in the Sharia. There's a whole bunch of other things also which is part of the haram. Supporting the oppressor and tawhut is actually worse than eating the pork. What is going to happen if you eat a pork? You do a haram. True. You know, you can do the tawbah and you can start fasting and you can remove and melt the haram flesh that grew in your body, then that's fine. You do the tawbah sincerely, Allah will forgive. But if you are part of an oppressor and you are part of the killing of 1,000 people, isn't that a bigger sin than eating one pork through which you only spoil your personal spirituality only? Now some people are much more focused on those personal individual aspects of Islam, and they never think about the social and political aspects of Islam, as if it's not even part of Islam. Again, because the source of knowledge was incorrect. You learn from deen mullahs, or learn from whatever, you know, incorrect information sources, and they will continue to have this kind of disinformation unless they correct their sources of information first and foremost. So it teaches us the morality in husband and wife relationship, as the salat of the one who annoys the other party is rejected by Allah. This is clearly learned in the several hadiths we have from the Prophet and Ambed. The wife that teases and annoys the husband that teases and annoys the wife, their prayers is rejected by Allah. It's not accepted by Allah. So with their husband and wife relationship, has to be corrected, addressed and corrected if we want our prayers to be accepted. So Salat is that beautiful teaching of Islam that enables us to correct even the husband and wife relationship if we are serious about our prayers to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And eighth of all, it teaches tawakkul on Allah is on Allah. It is a training of discipline and doing in your turn and in sequence. So when you are doing certain things in a specific format, one after the other, at a specific time, in a specific nazm and organization and systematic way, it teaches you how to modify your behavior, how to format your practice, your behaviors of life, how to do the things in a specific, balanced way. Salat teaches us. And also it teaches us to increase in the knowledge. Without knowledge of ahkam, the ruling of the salat is invalid. So if you don't have the knowledge of the ahkam and the rulings, of course your prayers will be invalid. How can you follow the rulings of the Sharia salat if you don't know what are the ahkam? What are the rulings? You have to learn it. So it forces us, because we have to pray, so if the prayers itself will force us to learn knowledge, which is wajib in Islam. As soon as a boy and a girl reaches the age of Islamic maturity, it's wajib to read, to learn all the wajib and information about the haram so that he can abstain. That's the minimum wajib on our neck, the first wajib on our neck. Then we have, it is the practical acceptance of the lordship and rububiyyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the only provider and being the only mun'im, ni'mat and blessing provider. So Salat, actually, we are practically showing the fact that we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only mun'im and blessing provider for us. So this is a way how we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please pay attention to this short video clip for the prayers of Imam Khomeini.
قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. سبحان الله سبحان الله
الله أكبر
سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله
أشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته